Good morning, this is Father Joseph Hagen. I'm here with Father Hyacinth Grubb. We are beginning another series. As you can tell, I love lists. And this series will be a series of meditations on the different mysteries of the Rosary. Essentially, just discussing as brothers what we think about when we pray these different mysteries. And so it's my honor to be here with Father Hyacinth, and together we'll be talking about the different joyful mysteries. So we start with the first joyful mystery, and that's the Annunciation. So Father Hyacinth, I'm going to hand the ball over to you. Just tell me, what are your thoughts when you're praying the first joyful mystery? What are the ways you meditate upon it?
Well, personally, something I've been meditating on recently is there's a way in which Mary was prepared for the Annunciation and a way in which she wasn't, right? It's sort of the unexpected surprise is very evident in the Gospel text and in just what it is. Yeah. You know, God coming to be a man in this young woman's womb.
It wasn't on her calendar.
Was not on a calendar at all.
No.
Right? And we can see that in her response, the surprise of what an unexpected message this was. And at the same time, the ways in which she was prepared for this. From her own conception, she was immaculately conceived, free of sin and the defects of sin, and made ready in this way. And we can see that too. So many images in the Annunciation, you can see Mary holding a book. And she's not reading there, that's a prayer book. Right? And there's this tradition that Mary was praying, or even praying the Psalms, when Gabriel appeared to her. And so she had prepared herself for this message without knowing it, in a way.
Yeah. No, I love that. One thing I'll think about, too, is I'll think about how Mary says yes. Thomas Aquinas teaches how she says yes on behalf of all of us. And on behalf of all of us who don't always say yes to God. You know, so I think of her kind of as like a concert mistress, like the first chair of the violin. And right before the concert begins, there's the clamor of the orchestra. And then the concert mistress comes out and gives that perfect A, that tuning note. And then the whole orchestra tunes off of that. In the same way, when I pray the first mystery, I kind of think I need tuned up, because I kind of want to say yes to God. But the parts of me that don't want to say yes, or, you know, I have my conditions, I'm a little bit out of tune, you know, every day. Just the way instruments go out of tune. Not because they're terrible instruments, just that's what happens with instruments in this world. In the same way, my heart will go out of tune. And so praying that first mystery, asking Mary to sort of tune up my heart to say yes with her. And even if I sort of feel completely out of tune, to at least know she said yes. At least know she said yes, and Jesus Christ came to save sinners. So those are just some quick thoughts on the first mystery. I don't want to wrap up too quick. Any other remaining thoughts?
Yeah, just something that's been implicit so far, but to make it explicit, the Annunciation is about God's work happening in us.
Yes.
This yes that we give, the ways in which we prepare ourselves for it even, or the ways in which it's unexpected, these are all responses to the gift of God, which sort of breaks into the world in order to heal the world in marvelous and just truly an unsurpassable way.
And sometimes, as in the Annunciation, God's breaking into the world is literally one cell big, right? It's one cell that's incarnate, and then it doubles and doubles and doubles and doubles. So even in small, hidden ways, God does great things in our lives. And so today, we thank you for joining us. We pray that the grace of the Annunciation will guide us today. The grace of God doing great things, even if small and hidden, and that Mary, our mother, will guide us today for whatever is unexpected, but knowing that God has prepared us for it from the beginning of time. God bless you, and we'll talk with you soon. Thank you.